Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Talk. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, he's a dog. Joining us now from Locked On Pelicans is Jake Madison, at Nola Jake. Oh, we don't have him yet. We're going to get him here shortly. I was under the impression we had him on the line. But we're going to talk a little Pelicans basketball. Bobby, in particular for tonight, a lot of Pelicans interest because of the draft lottery and having the traded AD. This is a part of the compensation where, you know, if it's not a top 10 pick, the Pelicans won't get the selection, but they have, what, a 99.4% chance of getting a top 10 pick from the Lakers.
I don't know, Chris, 99.6 doesn't matter. It's like top 10, you'd be extremely disappointed if they're not in that number. So, listen, I'm hoping for, like, 26.2%. So say 26%, you could be in the top four. To me, to get a top four pick, I mean, I'm not saying you can't have a bus, but, you know, it's a lot different. I was talking with Mike Dettillier and Christian, you might have been in this conversation. You know, when you look at, like, a normal fan looks at a draft, okay, in the NFL, a second-round pick, that's significant.
In the NBA, it's in like the seventh round.
No, you hit the lottery almost like you get like a Herb Jones in the second round. Yeah. Whatever you look at, great second-round picks. And it can happen. But even you can have a first-round pick, and if it's not a lottery pick, like 15 or 16, there's not enough quality, great. I'm not talking about good, great basketball players, but I think you very seldom, I think Jake would agree with this, top four or five, that you should have a player that's going to contribute at a high level for your team.
Joining us now from Locked On Pelicans is Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter. Jake, I know the Pelicans and the fans, I'm sure, are excited about the possibilities tonight. You're getting a top 10, likely getting a top 10 pick, and nothing's stopping them. Could they get maybe a top four pick?
Look, there's a chance. It's about a 1-in-4 chance. 26 point something, I think, is the exact number they have to jump up in there. And, you know, this is what makes a day like this fun. It's very rare that you see a team that was in the postseason in the draft lottery with a decent shot at getting a top pick. Usually you'd be picking maybe 14, 13 here, which is not a bad spot to be in, but certainly you're not going to get the same level of talent as you would by jumping up into the top four. And I heard Bobby kind of going through some of the numbers here. Look, if you look at guys around the league, they're usually within the top 15 picks. And when you look at the MVPs over the past kind of two decades or so, they're usually within the top 10, top 15. Occasionally you see a guy like Jokic coming out of the second round or a player like Draymond Green coming out of the second round. But quality basketball players that are an all-star level are usually on the higher end of the draft. And that's why this is such an important night for New Orleans. They're trying to build this sustainable success, to quote David Griffin, and being a playoff team and being able to add a young guy who's on a rookie scale deal. And that's a big thing to keep in mind, because this Pelicans team is about to get very expensive with looming extensions for Zion Williamson, CJ McCollum, and Larry Nance Jr. When you're pushing the luxury tax, if you can get a player that is a quality starter for you on a rookie deal where they're only making $7 million, $8 million per year, that's a big boon to your team, and it lets you replace aging guys that are on big contracts a whole lot easier. And so this is a really big night for New Orleans, with a potential for a top four pick and a 99.6% chance at a top 10 pick.
Jake, do you remember the odds when they got the number one pick for Zion and Anthony Davis?
I remember Zion's was 7.5% to land the number one overall pick, 7.6, something in that range. For Anthony Davis, it was similar. It was maybe six something. I don't remember that one. That one's a little bit older now here. But it wasn't as likely as we thought that it was going to happen. So they've had a lot of luck in the lottery in the past, and we'll see if it continues.
Now, you know, Jake, what are your expectations looking at the draft and where we're at? Obviously, to me, it all started. Maybe you can recollect something that would be better than this answer, but C.J. McCollum. You know, all of a sudden you get off to a poor start. You had C.J. McCollum, the strong finish we had to the season, and then even into the postseason. Now the projection, work things out with Zion. I mean, people are so optimistic right now. We're not even in the postseason anymore, but looking forward to the Pels next season.
Yeah, you know, there's a number of things that kind of make that up, I think. And one is, you know, the way they were playing at the end of the season was not at all indicative of their record. They had a sub-500 record this year, but they kind of went through a couple of phases this year, you know, learning that Zion Williamson was going to be out to start the year. And it seemed like for a while they were just kind of waiting for him to come back. And they were just trying to tread water as much as they could without their star player. And we saw them get off to the 1-13 start with that. And then when they just started to kind of change and let this be Brandon Ingram's team and really just go out and try and play the best with the guys that they had, they started to turn it around and were more or less 500 balls since then. And then you added C.J. McCollum in, and after some early growing pains, they went on a little bit of a run there too and were able to really make some noise in the postseason. Despite Phoenix losing in seven games and that collapse in Game 7 to the Dallas Mavericks, that is still a very quality team. And New Orleans really pushed them. And so you have a competitive squad that looks like they're going to be better next season than just the ninth seed. And then you also have a team that on the court just really kind of works with the city of New Orleans, right? You have real kind of tough-nosed guys that are really easy to root for in Jose Alvarado, in Herb Jones. Brandon Ingram is kind of very much a blue-collar player, right? He just goes out and plays.
Right.
And you don't really hear him talk much or anything like that. He just goes out and balls, more or less, because this is what he loves. He loves playing basketball. And so that's a really easy team to root for with a little bit of an underdog mentality to him. Very gritty, very tough, never backing down from anything that's kind of been in their way. Jose Alvarado in the playoffs is probably the epitome of that with Chris Paul, right? And so I think you have a team that New Orleans really likes to root for, this region really likes to root for and very much identifies with, coupled with the fact that they're going to improve, they're going to be better next season, barring no injuries. Well, that kind of creates, I think, a lot of optimism and hype around the squad right now.
You know, Jake, and speaking of injuries, and I want you, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about the postseason and where we're at right now. That's why I was on the Celtics bandwagon, even though, boy, they blew that game at Boston. They had to go to Milwaukee and finally win at home to go against the Heat. But looking at Chris Middleton, to me, he was so important in the Bucks championship. Missed his 10th straight playoff game with a sprained medial collateral ligament in his left knee. I mean, to me, that was critical for the Bucks and to help out Giannis. And, you know, I want you to comment on that. But right now, looking at the Celtics, going to face top seed in Miami tonight and a rematch of the 2020 East Finals, the COVID season. The Heat beat the Celtics in six games in that series at Walt Disney World. I want you to elaborate what you think about the Celtics and the Heat. And then if you were to start a team, this is the second part of the question, if you're going to start a team right now, who would you take, Luka or the Greek freak, Giannis? Or what direction you'd go?
Yeah, both good questions here. I think when you look at this Celtics-Heat series, it's going to be a fun one, but it's going to be a very big defensive battle. The Celtics surged in the second half of the season post-All-Star break, really led by their defense as they kind of improved all season. And then Marcus Smart winning Defensive Player of the Year, though I saw he and Al Horford are out tonight in this game, which could loom large for that team. But we've seen the Heat haven't had really Kyle Lowry healthy all season. They got here based on their defense and just enough kind of gritty plays, things like that. I'm just not sure that the Heat have the offense to really keep up with the Boston Celtics. Grant Williams for them, for the Celtics, has been a bit of a revelation, a second-year player, really, or third-year player, really coming in and playing exceptionally well for them. He really closed Milwaukee out, right, with those seven made threes in that game seven. Yeah. just kind of lit him up from deep. And Jimmy Butler not being, you know, the best shooter, the best three-point shooter, this is one where in this postseason we've seen math come into play a lot in the playoffs, where if one team's hitting their threes and another team isn't, well, there's not a whole lot you can do about that. Sometimes it's really as simple as the cliche of it being a make or miss league. I think that could really come into play this series. If the Celtics are hitting their threes, Miami doesn't have the firepower outside of Tyler Herro to keep up with that. That's going to be a big problem for him. And it's probably why I have Boston winning this. But look, everyone deals with injuries and you can only play who's opposite you. But I definitely think the lack of Chris Middleton really hurt the Milwaukee Bucks in this. He's the exact kind of player that they needed to really put some pressure on that Boston defense. And they very much missed him with that. We've seen, unfortunately, though we love him, Drew Holiday be a little bit hit or miss, hot and cold in the postseason. He definitely was in that series. You saw some great games from him. You also saw some not great games from him, at least offensively. They needed another score just to take that pressure off of Giannis. But I'd still take Giannis over Luka right now. I think he's still the best player in the league, despite not winning MVP. He can do it offensively. He's tremendous on the defensive side of the ball, too. That's the one area that Luka is lacking, is he's not an elite defender. He's not as bad as some people make him out to be, but he's certainly not one of the top defenders in the league, which is what Giannis is. And we've seen Giannis do it offensively. You know, he can get to the rim. He can score. He's hyper-talented with the size that he has. It's just unreal to watch him play basketball. If I were starting a team, I'd still pick him. But Luka this postseason and how he's kind of risen to the occasion in closeout games for the Mavs over his career makes you think at least twice about it for at least a moment there.
Jake Madison, for all things Pelicans, subscribe to Locked On Pelicans on the Odyssey app, part of the Locked On Pelicans or Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you, Jake.
All right, Jake, we'll have you on to break down the playoffs in the future. So
thanks, Jake.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, we'll step away for a break, go right to LSU baseball. That's a wrap for the show. Bobby, do your thing, man.
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.